Welcome back to The Great Debates, everybody. I'm your moderator, and my name's Dan Medina. I'm here with a couple of friends, Steve Healy and Dave King.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
And we'd like to get right into it today with...
Medina.
It was awkward. A debate.
I feel like Healy's, like, hitting on us or
something. It was super weird.
Medina's voice just does it for me.
Man, alive.
Speaking of a guy who does it for people... I want to introduce a micro debate. Does someone have a timer ready, or shall I?
I got it.
Okay. The topic up for this micro debate is McConaughey gets it.
Absolutely, McConaughey gets it. This guy is so cool. He's just dominating right now. One role after another, crushing it completely. He's got his JK Livin motto that he spreads across the land. He looks totally fantastic every time you see him, completely relaxed and comfortable in his own skin, turning in mesmerizing performances in everything from romantic comedies to True Detective. This guy is just, he's hitting it. He's in the zone. McConaughey gets it.
McConaughey is a punchline. I don't understand how you can think that Matthew McConaughey gets it. Anyone who references McConaughey, or not everyone, most people are doing so in... a joking way.
This joking is a guy that joking about how cool he is. The joke is
No, nobody thinks that all right, all right, all right is cool, and nobody thinks that JK Living is cool, and I don't think many people think it's cool to call your son Mr. Stone in an acceptance speech, and I don't think it's cool to say, like, talk about how your wife, I'm going to kick my ass out the door. That's lame.
He's laughing all the way to the Oscars, man. I mean...
I'm not saying he's not successful, but he doesn't get it. He doesn't get that he's become a human joke. He doesn't get that his value to society is now more as a reference point of, like, lame hippie lifestyle as it is more so than, like, good acting.
Anyone who truly gets it will be a sort of punchline. They'll be mocked and satirized.
What are you
talking
about?
That's a kind of admiration.
That is just not true. Van Gogh didn't become a punchline.
People joke about Van Gogh all the time.
What's your favorite Van Gogh joke?
Well, he's not, like, as relevant.
What's
now
your favorite Van Gogh joke?
I couldn't hear you. I cut my ear off.
Well, that is a good one. You said he looks good all the time. Also,
he does look great.
He looks homeless half the time. But he looks insane half the time.
He's made that chill. I mean,
he has not made that chill.
Now,
society has stood by while McConaughey has tried to change the male aesthetic dynamic, and we're not buying it. He doesn't get it.
I mean, if anything, he's just so cool that nobody else can get to his level, so he's sort of... make fun of him the way you might make fun of, like, Abraham Lincoln or something, but he's...
I'd like to invent a piece of evidence.
Please.
When Will Ferrell, who gets it, made those ads for the Dodge Durango as Anchorman, sales of the Durango went through the roof. I think it was the Durango.
Okay.
It was, like, one of the only instances in the past 10 years where in advertising...
Is this true, or are you making
this
up?
No, that part is true.
Okay.
Here's the part that I don't know whether it's true or not. McConaughey did ads for Lincoln, is it?
Yeah.
And there has been no spike in sales in Lincoln. But I don't know if that's true or not.
But he doesn't care. McConaughey doesn't care. The whole point of those ads for Lincoln is I don't give a shit. I just love the Lincoln. I'll happily go on television talking about it. Because he gets it.
No, but that's different than... That's the whole point of it, is that he thinks he gets it because he thinks it's all about him. But we get it because we know he's a fucking joke.
We should all be so lucky to think we get it as much as he gets it. So ends the micro.
Good one.
Whew. I never knew I had such strong feelings about Matthew McConaughey.
You got hot.
I don't believe any of that.
The Deans, what'd you think?
The invention of fact.
Always a great tool in the debater's quiver.
I've got a funny story about McConaughey.
Please.
I have a friend who's really into, like, The Secret and vision boards and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And she made a vision board of, like, stuff she wanted in her life, mm-hmm. a house, whatever. And she wanted a husband and kids, and she put a picture of Matthew McConaughey and his kids on the vision board.
Oh, Mr. Stone?
Yeah, and then she was like, and then I saw Matthew McConaughey at the gym. So, like, the problem was her vision board was taking it too literally.
Wait, that was the problem?
Well, the vision board worked perfectly. She put McConaughey on the vision board, and yes, McConaughey was
Oh, and she thinks that
manifested into her life. The problem was she was like, no vision board. I meant any husband for me, not McConaughey specifically.
She didn't realize the literal.
Yeah, it was like a genie telling a genie, you know, I'd like everybody to love me, and he takes it too literally, and your dick falls off or whatever.
What?
Is there a story about that?
What do you mean? No, let's hold on a second.
The other day, I had to
No. The genie, you sell the genie. I want everyone to love me, and your
and
dick
then they
falls
love
off?
You so much that it. You,
well, you know, they literally have
everybody
sex
in the world
with
having
so
sex with you, and it's a problem.
And then your dick falls off.
And your dick falls off because you've got gonorrhea or something. The other day, I was explaining to some Chilean guys.
What kind of life do you
live? I was telling them the story of the Emperor's New Clothes, which I guess isn't a story in Chile. And I couldn't really remember how the story starts or what the moral of it is. Mm. What would you say the moral of that story is?
Oh, speak the truth, even if you're not in a position to do so.
I said it was don't take fashion too seriously.
That's like a sub theme.
Yeah.
That's probably also
the fact that you were speaking to some Chileans, and what you chose, the Emperor's New Clothes came up.
Somehow we got
it
on
just
that
just illustrates to me the quality of your life, which is outstanding.
Well, they'd never heard the story. How can you have a society that doesn't have this story?
It's like the kind of story that's related in memoirs. It's really great.
They knew the movie Emperor's New Groove or whatever. They knew about that, but they didn't know it was based on that.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
So they knew it as like, but they didn't understand the...
Oh, it was Oscar night, reference. And we were talking about the dresses and stuff, and I was like, you guys know the story of the Emperor's New Clothes, right? I'm like, what?
You were with Chileans on Oscar night?
Yeah. Yeah, I was with some buddies.
That's fucking great, man.
Yeah, it was cool.
Kudos. I was with my family. That was cool.
Well, the Chileans left, and my buds came over.
Thanks for the invite.
You were invited.
Oh.
Probably.
Yeah, I was with my family.
Let's do a main event.
Should we switch it up?
What do you mean?
Have you take the pro, Dave?
Whoa!
Yeah, I think this one I'm ready to take the pro on.
Whoa!
I want it. All right. Well, but let's be clear about this. We discussed briefly, usually Healy takes a more life-affirming side, and we decided that it's a little unclear, but in this one we think that the con is the more life-affirming side.
Yeah.
Because it demonstrates a belief in progress and things getting better, and that'll all be clearer to the listener.
So let's hit it off. Switching it up. Okay, the topic up for debate. We would have had more fun in the 70s.
God damn, would we have had a good time in the 70s. Healy, just picture you and me. The year is 1973 or it's 1978. We don't have to look at our phones all day long. We don't have to eat the garbage that we eat today. We're hanging out. already faces of disgust from Healy. I know what you're going for already. You're going to go for progress and everything that's available to us. The issue isn't whether life is better now. The issue is whether it's more fun now. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, man. For better or worse, guys like you and I would have had a lot more fun in the 70s than we did now because we could get away with a lot more shit. There's nothing more fun than having sex. I think we could have had a lot more sex. I think we could have had access to more fun shit. I think we could have been doing more fun shit.
You got to get some specifics in here.
Well, I don't know a lot of specifics from the 70s.
What fun shit would we have been
doing? Well, in general, I think we would have hung out more as people. I think we would have been around each other more.
First of all, it would be difficult for us to hang out more.
That's not true, Healy.
I've known
Healy
you for 15 years.
But that's absolutely not true, Healy, because how many times have we texted each other or emailed each other instead of getting together and actually hanging out, which is way more fun?
We would have had to call each other on the phone and leave a message with your girl. Like, we never would have really been able to reach each other.
We'd be living down
first
the street
from each
other.
First of all, maybe I'm in Vietnam. It's fucking 1973. It would be horrible.
I'm glad you brought that
maybe
up.
Maybe I can't get the gas to drive over here.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
Neither you or I would be in Vietnam. There's no way that I'd be healthy enough to make it to Vietnam. I have a number of disabilities which would have kept me far from the army.
What about me?
You're too tall, and also I don't think you would have passed muster. And also,
what?
I'm in sorry. Great shape. Yeah, I just. But also, I think if it were the 70s, I think you would have a job that would either you would be too old to be drafted. Like if we're the same age we are now.
How old am I?
What year
is this?
Well, let's say
First of all, we were more or less out of Vietnam by 1972.
Great point. We don't have to worry about it. But let's say it's the early 70s. I'm saying we're as old now as we would have been if we transpose our age into 1971.
Okay, all right, so I'm 35.
We're not making the draft.
Okay.
I got arthritis. I'm not going.
Well, I already went in 68.
I'm sorry?
I already went in 68.
If you made it to the 70s, man, then we're good to go.
Yeah, but I'm traumatized by the shit I saw in Nam.
You didn't see the shit. You were a doctor or whatever. Everything's fine.
Doctor? How did I get to be a doctor?
We're out there fucking full-bushed ladies on the beaches of Malibu, and you know we're having more fun, and that's my opening statement.
Okay, I don't think there's anything solid to Dave's argument. I mean, it would be fun to be in the 70s with you, Dave, because it would be different clothes, and maybe there'd be some drugs around, and the music was kind of cool.
All great points. Thank you.
But
yes.
I don't think the 70s were like a great time for anybody. It was a traumatic time for the United States. Everything was being ripped to pieces. Nixon was in the White House. It was kind of a nightmare. Now is a friggin' paradise. We've got Obama in the White House. Everything is groovy. We can do whatever we want. It's awesome. But we've got the internet. The pleasures we have over the 70s are ridiculous. I haven't heard one example of anything cooler from the 70s. I mean, maybe we could be
about
meaner
the technology
to women or something.
Yes. That's a
like
I
we could
really
say
think that's
kind
a
of
very
hateful,
important
misogynistic
point.
Stuff. Is
well, I
that
think
what it is?
We could have gotten away with sexually abusing women to a certain extent in the workplace.
But I like having cool chicks in the workplace. It's fun. And I like that women are assertive now. It's kind of sexy.
Is it fun? Which is more fun, though, to like talk to a woman in the workplace or to grab a girl's butt in the workplace?
I think in the 70s, maybe in the 50s you're getting
away
with
I'm a little
with
uncomfortable with the road I'm going down. I need to acknowledge that. But wait, can I say, let's talk about this seriously for a second.
Sure.
Because you said that.
Let's get really serious.
Things were being ripped to pieces in the 70s.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually really important because we're comedy writers. And there's no better time for comedy writers than when the leaders of our, when people like Nixon can be ridiculed.
Yeah, but that's not.
That's like the first time in American history.
Like, what was the only good comedy that came out of the 70s is maybe early SNL, which is still pretty boring. And
well, there just wasn't. I mean, there was good comedy.
I don't
in the
think
70s.
We would have been comedy writers in the 70s. What are we going to work on, Laugh-In or something?
Yeah, sure, Smothers something Brothers? Like that. Or we'll write. I mean, by the way, there was good comedy that came out of the 70s. It's just not funny anymore. But it would have been super fucking fun in the 70s to go see Richard Pryor.
It's fun now to go see Louis C.K. I mean,
yeah,
and
I agree.
Sarah Silverman and. I don't know, Chelsea Peretti or whatever.
Yeah, those are all fun, great things to do.
After Pryor, you got nothing. You're down to like Joan Rivers and Rich Little.
No, Joan Rivers is never funny to me. I don't understand I don't get Joan Rivers. I can't argue in favor of Joan Rivers being a
good
thing about the 70s.
Did you read Nussbaum's piece in the New Yorker on Rivers?
No.
Very insightful.
I may have. I don't. If I did, I don't remember it. But I don't understand why people think she was funny.
I don't get it either.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we agree on that.
I kind of get how, like, if you're a woman, there weren't that many female comedians, you didn't have many examples.
Oh, I'm not saying she wasn't brave to just get up on stage and tell jokes.
Yeah, but
I just don't think she was ever
funny. Well, she doesn't make me laugh.
Okay, this is irrelevant. the music of the 70s is way more
fun. Okay, you
fun
mentioned food. The food was
the
garbage
music.
In the 70s.
No, but what
it
do you
was
mean the music?
Trash. We couldn't have good food
garbage.
Back then.
Yes, like, you could.
No. They didn't have the kind of. If you go to the farmer's market now, it's like anything you want. Whole Foods is astounding.
I was just at the farmer's
what are we
going to
do?
It's
in
not
the,
that
1970,
good.
We're going to Safeway and getting like nasty, homogenized milk from hormonal cows and maybe like a steak. There's no like.
Wild exaggeration.
Kale or anything like that.
Wild exaggeration.
Your favorite place, Subway, is not open. What are you going to. Like, the best thing we could do is go to Cantor's.
You can still get cold cuts at the supermarket.
Oh, God. The 70s cold cuts? They've probably been on the shelf for a month.
That's Healy.
They're made by Oscar Mayer.
You know that there was healthier and better food in
what
the 70s
did you eat today?
Than there
okay,
was
I know
now.
The last thing you had was a coffee.
Yeah.
In the 70s, the coffee was nasty,
this isn't
oily.
About, Healy, this is about what would have been more fun. This isn't about what will be good or better for you.
Okay, but it's fun to have good, high-quality things.
Yes, and the food in the 70s was higher quality than it was today.
That's just ridiculous.
You may have more options now than you did in the 70s, but in the 70s, we weren't using pesticides and GMOs and all of the garbage that makes our food bad today,
okay.
Which I don't know that much about.
They were using hella pesticides in the 70s. GMOs have made food better. The links of globalization and transportation have made much richer, more diverse, wilder foods available to us. Plus, the pioneering, you know, Alice Waters and all these people that came out of the 70s and expanded our minds
into
what was good.
It was a lot of fun to do that back in the 70s. We could have been part of that. Let me put it to you this way,
Healy. We can be part of the thing now.
You want to
hear? We're part of the podcast revolution.
Let me ask you this.
That's as big a deal as anything that was happening in the 70s.
That's fucking nuts. The podcast revolution, A, isn't a revolution. B, has already happened. C, we're not part of it. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Would you rather go to a party in 2014 or 1974?
2014. There's going to be better.
That's bullshit.
Okay. And you start from level one. The beer is going to be better.
How do you know that?
Because beer is better now than it was in the
70s. I don't drink a lot of beer. I don't care.
Cans of sorts. Wine is better. There have been advances in winemaking.
What kind of party
making.
Are you going to where we're drinking
Okay,
wine?
Fine. The cocktails are better. People make cool cocktails now.
People made great cocktails in
no,
the 70s.
No, they didn't. They made bullshit like martinis, basically.
How much do you depend on the alcohol at this party? I'm talking about the people. I'm talking about the music. I'm talking about people not being on their phones. I'm talking about the sex, the drugs, the rock and roll. I'm talking about fun shit, man. I'm talking about big hair. I'm talking about full bush. I'm talking about the Rolling Stones.
I think when we talk about disco. When we really drill down to it, what your case rests on fullness of bush, which is still out there. You can find that very easily. You can go on the internet and be like, I'm into full bush ladies. You'll be awash in them.
Full bush in real life you can't replace that with full bush on the internet.
No. You can meet a full bush lady IRL via the internet.
Well, that's not fun, man.
It's not?
It's not as fun as meeting one at a party. In the 70s, IRL in the 70s.
Put the word out that you want to meet full bush ladies and it's going to happen for you.
I don't know where this came from. I have a girlfriend who I love very much and I don't want to be with a full bush woman. But I think it'd be fun.
But you can do that now. Like none of these things don't exist now. We have just more options than they did in the 70s. We can listen to 70s music now.
No, you can
dress like a
70s guy. No, you can't. You can't just put on an album from the 70s.
It's true, you can.
Here's the problem. You can put an album on from the 70s, but you're not living the 70s.
Live the 70s way now.
It's too late. It's impossible. That ship has sailed. You can't live the 70s in 2014. We may have all the options that existed in the 70s. I would actually argue that point. I don't think that we have the option to live as pure a life as we did in the 70s. I don't think we had the possibility to be as free from things like advertisement, mental pollution. I know I sound like a hippie, but I do believe those things.
You think in the 70s there was less mental pollution?
Absolutely.
No, there's a Marlboro Man and stuff.
What's that?
There was only like 4 channels. And they
and they showed fewer advertisements.
Companies.
Healy, the companies that may have sponsored them may have been less morally good than the companies of today. But the average citizen today is subjected to literally thousands of advertisements.
Yeah, as
the number, it's been in an exponential explosion since the 80s of the amount of advertisements that people are subjected
to. Bring me your closing statement.
My closing statement is, I really go back to that. Would you rather go, picture yourself at a party in 1974, man. Picture how much fucking fun that would be. Think of the pictures you've seen of people in the 70s. Think of the pictures of people in Studio 54. Think of the pictures you've seen of people in California in the 70s, rolling doobies, surf doobie chow, party helmet sleep, more true back then than it was today. Think about...
Is doobie access a problem for you? Is that not available?
No, it's not. But access doesn't make it better. What makes it better?
Now you can go to a store now and they have 50 strains of the finest, like, medically crafted marijuana.
And you know what?
In the 70s, you maybe get some cruddy grass from some bikers.
Clear your throat. Second of all, just because it's better doesn't mean it's more fun. Doesn't mean that it's more fun. It's more fun to get fucking cruddy swag from a bunch of bikers than it is to go down the street to a clinical pharmacy and get an ounce of Alaskan Thunderfuck. And that's my closing argument.
Deep down in the very bottom of Dave's argument, there might be some kind of truth about authenticity or, you know, that fun is good in contrast to the challenges of
the
rest of the world.
Weird tactic you have of helping me to express my argument.
Favorite part
well,
of
it's all, I mean,
done
I
Lee's strategy.
I don't know what else I can do. I mean,
Dave's
obviously life is way more fun in 2014? Is that what year it is?
No, it's 2015.
Just because the options are ludicrous. I mean, in the last 30 years, the world has exploded in all these areas. Everything is better.
But I'm glad you mentioned this, actually, because a lot of studies show that choice is actually something that makes people less happy than they think it will. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are happier when choices are constricted or limited to them. We tend to believe that the more choices we have, the happier we'll be. But there's a lot of psychological studies show that just the opposite is true, that a narrow... that like there's sort of a bell curve almost, that that no choice is very depressing and bad for us, doesn't make us happy at all. Some choice is where we're very happy. And then too much choice is where we become paralyzed by indecision and overwhelmed, and that's what we have now. And that's why the 70s were right in that sweet spot. So thanks for making my argument for me, bud. I love you.
Best case is that we've blown out our pleasure centers so much that, like, you know, it's hard to experience new joy in a way than in the 70s.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking simply about options.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, decision fatigue or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's different than your pleasure centers. Yeah, but I mean, that's a separate point. This is another great example of why 2015 is problematic, is because our pleasure centers are overexposed.
Go and restrict your choices, and you can live like it's the 70s. I mean, like... you can do that. Only listen to 70s music. Only eat 70s food. Only smoke Alaskan Thunderfuck.
Yeah, I think I'd have...
And only have sex with full-bushed women.
I don't want to only have... I want to have sex with my girlfriend. I don't want to have sex with full-bushed... bulged woman.
Oh, well.
We're done.
I don't know, man.
Medina, you strike me as a guy.
You are a 70s kind of guy.
Okay, here's the thing. Crushed it.
Whenever I see a photograph of the 70s...
Yeah.
From when I was less than 3 years old.
Yeah.
It looks really fun.
Yes.
They were having a great time.
We're having a great time now, baby.
And in fact, now when we take photographs on Instagram, yeah, what are we trying to do? We're putting on filters to replicate those photos from the 70s.
Look, there was good stuff great in the 70s. That's not...
No, the issue was it was not clearly about good or bad. Fun. It's about fun.
I think you guys
We've really overthought things bananas at this point.
Debate's over. Healy, you really believe that we have more fun now than people did in...
Absolutely.
That single males...
No, the debate's over, Healy. He's trying to... You can be honest now.
I'm being totally honest. Yeah. I think a single male in LA in 2015 has a way better time than in this 1972.
The rates of depression are so much higher today than they were.
That's just because they weren't diagnosing it. And we have Wellbutrin and all that stuff and Lexapro. There's a doctor to hook you up. In the 70s,
they had cocaine, man.
Yeah, they had another drug.
No, guys.
Barely. They had another drug in 1974. It was called Bush.
I think you guys are picturing the 70s and you're picturing Studio 54. You're not picturing like...
I'm picturing Venice Beach.
Yeah, see, I don't think I actually would have had that much fun at Studio 54. I think
or
I would have just had
Winters, California,
fun
for that matter.
Man.
It's a pretty groovy spot.
Cool. I think we can do all that now.
No, you can't. You can't do any of that now. You're not allowed to listen to
I
music
respect from
the 70s.
Nostalgia. It's cool.
No, this ain't about nostalgia, homie.
Do you ever listen to Art Decade, the Adam Rosen, the music of the long 1970s?
It's music of the long 70s. Yeah, yeah. Adam Rosen is a great old friend of ours who I used to live with. And
he runs a blog where you can listen to some of those great tunes.
Yes. It's from like 1967 to 1980 or something like
that. Yeah, I think that's the long 70s as he defines
great it. Great recommendation to end this podcast with. Art Decade.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining me today. Guests, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you in the 70s.